travelers, are you ready to go where no man has gone before once again, into the mysteries that are way beyond where we any of us have gone before? Okay. Well, in this episode, I want to talk to you about the subject of his appearing. Let me read several scriptures to you, first of all, for our reference. In Matthew 24:30. It says, "And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Another scripture is Colossians 3:4. This is our main one. It says, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory." And then one more is 1 John 3:2. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what shall we be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, when we shall see him as he is." Well, the subject is now the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's difficult for most people to understand what this means because they have no concept that we were born again in his image. That's what we received when we got born again, his image. And as we grow spiritually, we are becoming more and more like him. And the day that he appears will be the day that we have grown up and become him. Then he will have appeared. So we are in Christ and we are his body. What we are all waiting for is to be given access to his mind. Our mind. His mind is our inheritance. His mind is where all the treasures of what we are all seeking are hidden. They're hidden and kept in store for those who are seeking him diligently and fervently. He will appear when those who are seeking him are allowed access to that mind. It is the Holy Spirit who is granting this access. And this is something you cannot obtain this mind any other way unless you study, unless you spend time with Jesus and his word, feeding yourself spiritually and allowing the Holy Spirit to transform your mind day by day so that you can have access to his mind, where one day his mind is going to override yours and then he will appear. Then you begin to be a partaker of the mind of Christ day by day, till one day we will awaken with his likeness. Then he will have appeared. Appearing is what the human race is waiting for. The appearing of a new species that was birthed 2,000 years ago. That was the gift that God gave us on Christmas Day. He gave us the gift of a new identity. Jesus was the example of who we're to become. One day when we finally grow up spiritually, then God will allow us to appear in his likeness. This is not Christ consciousness. This is something brand new that is far greater. We will be transformed into his image. And this is what that appearing is all about. Then we will be equipped to accomplish the end of this timeline. So we are not looking to escape this world. that's what the baby church is doing, the baby mentality, looking for the rapture to get out of here. No, God is going to create within us the spirit of an overcomer. When we receive his mind, we will not be trying to escape. Jesus never was trying to escape his mission. He went through the cross. Now, as an overcomer, we're going through the tribulation, because with the mind of Christ, it's not going to be a tribulation to those who are living in the land of Goshen. We will have light. His mind gives us the illumination that we're going to need to become the overcomers in this last day. So, the escape is a carnal mind cop-out. Those who will appear with his mind are the real conquerors. So this word appear is the moment of illumination, when the sons of God are transformed into his image. This is the time to put away childish thinking and wake up to who we are. When Christ appears, it means he has returned in us. His body. We will become him, and then he will overcome the world once again through us. So, dear ones, think on these things and be anxious for his appearing in you and through you. And have a Merry Christmas, and realize that 2,000 years ago, the biggest gift that God could give anyone is a transformation from your human self into a supernatural being who's going to exist out of time into eternity. So, Merry Christmas and God bless.